According to the latest Criminal Justice Estimating Conference, the state's prison population is expected to soon rise, even though Florida is at a 42-year crime low.
There's a projection of 2,700 additional inmates that are anticipated to be received sometime between now and the end of June 2015. And more than half of those are anticipated or projected to be received in the current year.
Speaking to a Senate Criminal Justice Budget Panel Thursday, Bonnie Rogers, who's in charge of the governor's public safety budget, says those estimates are based on November numbers, but they could change after newer numbers are released later this month. Still, she says, the Florida Department of Corrections needs about $48 million to run 2 reentry centers and 3 work camps. And Senate Democratic Leader Chris Smith says that's troubling.
I'm hearing crime at an all-time low. I'm hearing recidivism at an all-time low. But I'm seeing budget go up and up and up. Could you just help me explain to my constituents why?
Rogers called it a good observation, but says the governor's office still isn't sure why. She says it's worth noting, however, that the state's prison population has fluctuated over time.
Historically, we were seeing the prison population growth dramatically increase over a number of years. And then in 2011, we began to see that growth level off and actually decline. Based on that decline, we were able to close excess prison beds that taxpayers were paying for, saving more than $132 million annually. Recently, though, that population began to slowly turn back up. The growth is not very dramatic. It's still relatively flat. But what we are seeing is that releases are slowing, and I think that's probably attributed to longer sentences.
Even Senate President Don Gates recently called a projected spike in inmates given the crime rate an anomaly, and he says he's taking a closer look as well. Meanwhile, Democrats in both the House and Senate also voiced concerns this week to several of the governor's budget aides about prison costs. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.